This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Dave is a man who's very open about ADHD and struggles sometimes with change. How did you feel about the dynamic of our last minute change of studio this morning before we went on air?
I'm weird with change. I love big change. That to me is big change.
Oh!
Brand new place.
So it's more like you don't like if your chair is a different chair.
I was actually thinking of an example for a chair. I don't like when my chair is a different chair. I don't like when my chair is higher or lower by any amount.
Right.
It needs to be in the exact same.
If the right armrest is down a bit, it would throw you.
Yeah. Say, for example, if there's something on the screen that we see every single day, but it's a tiny little bit different today, but you can still see everything you can usually see, but it's a tiny bit different, that'll throw me as well.
I get you, because like it kind of takes you a while to figure out why.
Yeah.
Why? Whereas today was a big change and it was like, this is why.
Yeah, but I didn't mind that. I felt more comfortable in there than I do in here.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's a weird thing, but
I love it in here. So basically the aircon's broken and we would have genuinely been two of the sweatiest sausages in the world if we had been live
so
from here
bad.
In the morning. So we had to move to the little old studio, which is way smaller, but very cool. I'm surprised you like it in there. I thought you'd hate it.
No, I actually really do like it. I prefer the desk in here. If you were off, I'd prefer to be doing it in here.
I get you.
I don't know that desk that well. You did a very good job on that desk, by the way.
Thank you, darling.
For someone who never uses it.
It was confusing. It's somewhere old school.
It's a very old school desk.
All right, this is very radio talk, but tech stuff, hon.
Yeah, but I'm like that with little things. Like, especially, say for example.
I kind of know what you mean. It's the smaller stuff rather than the big stuff.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
if
I don't mind
if a new bridge has opened up and your route to work is going to be different and changed, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
However, if a hedge has been cut and you can't quite figure out if it has been cut or not, that's going to be like, why does this road look different?
If I have a brand new car, grand. If my car starts to make a certain noise, I'd be like, what's going on?
I hear
you. Know what I mean?
It's interesting.
Weird. If my
or even
seat
sometimes,
is messed
if,
up.
And this is a small change, I think, in the overall concept. I'm trying to figure out your brain. Which I do a lot of the time.
Doctors have been trying for years.
Honestly, I spend so much time trying to figure out your brain. But, you know, the way sometimes it's a nice feeling, but it's still a change. It takes a while to get used to, which you don't like, is when you get new tyres.
Oh, yeah.
So
no, I would be really, really happy with new tyres. Because I know
it's
safer.
A small change.
Yeah, but it's still safer.
Okay.
It's safer for the better.
No, I'm still lost.
It's a change for the better.
Don't get them, guys. Okay. We're back tomorrow. We're live from 7. Bye-bye.
Let's go.
Hello. How are we? Emma, Dave and Ashing with you on Spin.
Good morning.
3 minutes after 7, what's the crack?
I love a short week. Wednesday already.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's not sweet this morning for people who are very nervously awaiting paper one of the English exam. And I think it's only fair that we start the day with some generic, unhelpful, pre-leaving cert advice.
Oh yeah, I'll go first if you don't mind. This is the biggest moment of your life.
Oh no.
And if you fail it, you fail at life. You'll do nothing for the rest of your life.
Oh God,
this is the biggest day ever. No pressure. But like, oh my God, I hope you studied because otherwise, oh God, you're really screwed if you haven't. Oh God, it's going to be so bad for you.
I was actually thinking more of the other stuff that always goes around the night before the leaving cert when everyone's like, do you know what, lads? After your whole life until this point of being stressed out about your future, it doesn't matter. Do you ever see people like that the night before the leaving cert?
Yeah,
online trying to reassure students and they're like, this is so unhelpful.
My mom did that, I'm pretty sure, for a full year. Well, actually, for a full 6 years, she was like, the leaving cert time is the most important thing in the entire world. And then the day of, she's like, now listen, you've done all you can do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? I wasn't allowed to go to parties the last 6 years.
It's such a weird complex in your brain that on the day of, even the teachers are like, now lads, it's not the end of the world. What do you mean? You were screaming
you
at us with like
us it was.
Your veins on the top of your forehead pulsating out through your forehead last week. What do you mean? Anyway, listen, heartfelt best of luck.
Put it this way. I think Emma got triple what I got in the leaving cert and we have the same job.
Do you know what, man?
Okay.
High five. Here we are. Thank you. Actually, do you know what? With that in mind, points, go on, fight your points.
My points were 215.
All right.
I know.
Okay, 475.
Oh, double.
Oh, no, 425, I'm sorry.
Okay,
so,
nearly more than double.
And we're in the same gig.
And we're in the same gig.
Do you know what? That's actually it. That's it. That's all you need to know. Best luck this morning. Let's kick off. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. This is I Had Some Help on Spin. Stop
my vibe. Let me tell you about this, right? IKEA, one of my favourite shops. I do love a bit of IKEA. They've unveiled their first look at the Coworker game, right? A virtual experience coming to Roblox on June 24th. If you're one of those parents who doesn't have an iPad kid, That sentence will really confuse you, I'd imagine. Roblox, basically, it's a gaming platform. It allows you to play user-created games. It allows you to create your own games. You can be whatever you want in Roblox. Think of almost like Minecraft. Think of like Sims kind of era vibe.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you confirmed because I don't know what that is either.
That's fine.
As being a not gamer.
Yes, and not having a kid.
Yes.
But basically, Roblox have teamed up with IKEA for this idea, the co-worker game, and it's called. And it's basically going to let players experience working in IKEA's virtual universe. And you're like, why the hell would we want to go to work? Why would we want to experience working? IKEA are going to pay you.
You're joking.
Yeah. Which is kind of bizarre. Fans are going to be able to live their home furnishing dreams and get paid for it. There's only a limited number of paid roles available at IKEA on this Roblox site, right? Applications run until June 16th with the game launching on June 24th. They said the immersive experience gives players the opportunity to experience IKEA's unique approach to careers, where non-linear career journeys are the norm and lateral moves across departments are commonplace. So basically, they want to show you what it's like to work in IKEA.
Question, you're not actually doing any real work, as in, for example, if you're working away in your Roblox, whatever it's called, and a client comes in looking for it to pick up something from aisle number 42 on the and you're there sourcing it virtually. That's not what's happening here.
No, it's not what's happening.
That would be cool.
It would be, but no, it's the IKEA in the actual world of Roblox, right? So basically,
okay,
You'll help customers and get promoted to move departments. You'll be working in different sections of the stores, like the showroom, the restaurant, helping people choose their furniture for their own Roblox house or wherever it is.
Yeah.
And then even serving meatballs as well.
That's fun because we did, we broadcasted live from IKEA. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
I wasn't there, but yeah.
No, you were on your holidays. You missed out on the best day ever.
Yep.
But as we arrived, we were kind of brought through, what would you say, Callum, like the back room area?
Yeah.
It's an absolute monster of a place, like where they hang out, where their canteen is. You can imagine, like, you know, for example, here where we work, up in the canteen, you'd be lucky to get a seat if you wanted to eat your cereal.
Yes,
there's nothing like that. Whereas in IKEA, naturally, they have all the best furniture available
in
the staff area.
Very
so you could
cool.
go and have a nap on a beanbag. They have these really comfy chairs and, like, it's a good place to explore, I'd say.
We should have gone into the furnishing industry. We really, really should have. What are we doing here? Listen, virtual interviews for shortlisted applicants take place for the fully remote virtual role Thursday, June 14th and Tuesday, June 18th. So each successful candidate is going to be paid an hourly IKEA co-worker rate, which is about €14.80. You have to be over 18 and in the UK or Ireland. It's pretty good.
I'm still confused as to why they're paying them. Are they just paying them to have fun and buy into the game, quite literally?
I think it is more just so to give them the, this is what it's like to work with IKEA. This is what you'd be doing. And it's the same kind of, you're getting paid the exact same amount that someone working in IKEA is getting paid.
If I was working in IKEA, I'd be raging about
that.
Of course you would be. It's like getting paid to play your Sims.
You might have to be putting in the shift though. You know what the job is going to entail.
You know, if you're working, you know, back in the Sims days, if you were like a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, yeah.
The stay-at-home dad's been like, I'm not even bloody getting paid for that.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Very
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
Very true. But this is what IKEA decided to do, maybe to show people what it's like to work at IKEA and maybe they can get their first job. I don't know. It'll be interesting though.
It will be interesting.
And plus, you've got to be like quite good, I'd imagine, to get it because there's only a few jobs available and they're going to pick up probably the best of the best.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Here is Becky Hill on Spin, the new one from her. It's called Outside of Love. Morning.
I don't really understand it.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Are you a fan of a good old abreeve, Dave?
An abreeve? I don't know what you're talking about.
An abreeve is me abbreviating the word abbreviation. Yes,
big
or
fan.
To abbreviate.
Big, big fan.
Abbreviations are getting more and more and more and more common, despite, I think, the early days of abbreviations, in my mind, obviously, I'm not an English expert in terms of how the language is developing, but I would imagine we kind of started abbreviating when it cost us an extra 13 cents to send a longer text.
That's definitely a good shout to where it first came from, yeah.
So I do think back in the day when we were topping up by a fiver or a tenner and every penny counted, which it still does, of course, and as soon as you went over that little amount of characters, it was going to charge you an extra few bob. So we were changing the to da, and we were doing all those classic things.
Yeah.
We were calling, we were spelling the weekend as WKND, just trying to express ourselves as best we can while saving a few bob.
But then it kind of went weird as well, because then you started having words that actually weren't shorter than the original word, like amazeballs, or
exactly.
You know what I mean? You had that kind of like, And I don't know, words like that where you're like hollybops.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Hollybops. You despise them. You famously hate them. When I say you're going on your hollybops.
Hollybops is awful. Yeah, yeah, only yeah. When you say it really, like when you're being serious about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, are you going on your hollybops? Like, no, don't. You have to go. Are you going on the hollybops?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have
yeah,
to
yeah,
say
yeah.
it like that.
You say it ironically yeah, yeah. almost.
And
okay.
then you have to go, oh, maize balls. Do you know what I mean?
You I
can't just be like, oh, that's a maize balls.
Right.
You can't say it literally.
Oh, really? That's a maize balls. Yeah. I know what you mean. TikTok's doing the rounds of girls having a bit of crack on this whole idea of the abbreves. Going around the office, taking some silly expressions and words, abbreviating them quite heavily, and seeing if the colleagues and the other gals in the office
Love.
Can pick up on what they're trying to say,
Love
right?
This.
So have a listen, Dave. See what you make of this, first of all. I'm obsessed with these girls.
Fancy a botty bee?
A botty bee.
A botty bee.
Any idea what a botty bee may be?
A botty bee. A bottle of... A bottle of something, I don't know.
Have a listen.
Fancy a botty bee with the girls.
Bumless brunch.
Yeah.
My God.
Don't curse.
Wow.
There's two more for you.
Bee.
Really fancy a peppy tea.
Peppermint tea.
Yeah, I've really got to do a Pazapi.
Parallel park.
Pazapi is such a reach.
Tell me it's not parallel park.
Parallel park.
No.
Yeah, wouldn't be into it at all. So I think we need to continue this. You know me, I'm a big fan of the hollybops. I'm a big fan of making words more fun, either to your delight or your disgust.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, Dave, I've got a few lined up for you here. I want to see if you can get them correct, right?
Okay, I'm coming up with some now for myself. Okay, go on.
Number one, toilet pee.
Toilet paper.
Yes, well done. Perfect.
What about,
see, totally usable.
What about the Stanley C?
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, baby.
What about the Naily V?
Naily V. Nail varnish.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Longy T.
Longitude.
Yeah.
Nice one. Your Appy W.
Appy W.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Applicator. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that one will take a while to bed in. It's Apple Watch I was going for there.
Apple Watch. Avi Shavi.
Avi Shavi.
Yeah.
Avi Shavi.
After shave.
Yeah.
Oh,
very
yeah.
good.
How are things out there in the Ready Sea?
The Ready Sea?
The Ready Sea.
The Ready Sea. Ready cooked meals.
The Red Cow. Oh. And you also have your holidays. Do you have your Passy P with you?
Yeah, very good.
Your passport.
Chicken Philip roll. F&F's.
F&F's. Fanta and fun.
Fit Foods.
10 out of 10. Let's make them a thing together. Get working on it. Need these beautiful things that I've... Benson Boone, Beautiful Things on Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. We were just talking about the rise in abbreviations and how they're getting more and more common, despite the fact that we don't actually have to spend an extra 13 cent anymore to send a message. We don't need to be shortening words, but I think they just make words more fun.
They do make it more fun. Like, you have over in the UK, like, the cost of living crisis isn't called that. It's called the Cozzy Libs.
And I want to know who the first person who said that was and give them a good pat on the back.
The general election is the Jenny Lick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I love that.
We need to get better at that.
And by the way, like, you listening, like, some people who are going to comment on Facebook, like, they're useless. This is the most moronic thing we've ever done. I'm totally aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But we're okay with that.
We're totally fine
with
that.
It's not even 8.
All right, I want to do a bit more kind of Dublin-specific ones this morning and see how you get on. All right. The walkie or...
The walkie or is walking down roundabout?
Yeah.
What about the Vicky Splash?
Viking Splash! What about the Stevie G?
Stephen's Green.
Yeah.
Very good. Lecky Scoo-Scoo.
Electric scooter. Amazing. Oh, have you got the Lecky Scoo-Scoo today?
I've got the Lecky Scoo-Scoo.
The Feeny Pee.
Fino. Yeah, I love that. The Phoenix Park. The Lulu.
The Lewis.
Yes.
The Herbie Pee.
Herbert Park.
Nice.
Very
one.
Good. Tempe Bee.
Tempe Bee. Oh my God, Tempe Bee.
You got Tempe Bee.
We do sound mad English though, don't we?
It's moronic. And I love
I know,
it.
I'm obsessed. Fully charged. Recharged. It's Kygo, Ava Max, and whatever here on Spin. This is where I come alive.
Here we go.
As a former horse girl, it's now my DNA.
I think we can read this as if we're a horse.
Commentators. Oh, go on, you go.
And there's a 2-day fixture coming to Leopard Sand Racecourse and a brand new action back festival called Carnival de Leppe. It is happening on 13th to 20th of June. Oh, it's going to be a vibrant fusion of horse racing. You got your bingo local sessions, street food, circus performance, race DJs, all in one electrifying event.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do that, so well done to you.
Thank you.
If you want to go, leopardstown.com for your tickets or win them here on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling all this week. We told you to message us the word race, and if we call you back, you have to answer your phone.
Paired with slapping your arse.
You don't have to actually slap your arse, but there is a particular phrase we were looking for from you this morning. Let's get to it.
Yes. Go well, on, Sharon.
I can't smack my ass because I'm sitting on it.
I was actually going to say, well, I ask if she smacked her arse because Dave probably is too scared to say that to a woman on the phone in case he gets fired.
I am a little bit.
So whereabouts are you sitting on your arse this morning? Are you in traffic?
I'm in traffic. I just pulled over. I'm actually just in Harrogate.
Legend.
Very nice, Sharon.
Okay, good stuff. This sounds like good crack, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. And you know what? My son is turning 18 on the 16th.
Stop. That's
yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Love it.
So if you go to the one on the 20th of June, you can go and have the best time ever with him.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
that's
brilliant.
So cute. Oh my god, yeah. And I love that. Is he doing the leaving then this morning?
He's doing the leaving. Yeah.
Oh, what are the panic stations like in your house?
No, he's actually quite chilled.
Fair play, Tom.
Good.
All right, good stuff. Well, listen, congratulations. You're off to Carnival de Lep. Thank
nice
you,
Sharon.
Thanks a million, guys.
Have a great day.
Brilliant. Bye bye.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. Bye bye.
I love this because, like, you just—it's something to do as well, isn't it?
And there's so much to do in one place.
Exciting thing to do. Carnival de Lep. I'm excited. We can wait another one.
Ah, do you know what? Why not?
Go on, do it again.
Let's go. Let's
do it again.
Giddy up.
You didn't have the same enthusiasm. It was quite tentative, but you did the job.
You did it. Who are we talking to?
Rebecca,
how are you?
Was Sean too embarrassed to say giddy up on the radio?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Right, well, it sounds unbelievable. Carnival de Lep, and you got your bingo loco, you got your horse racing, circus performers, street food, race DJs. It sounds unbelievable.
Well, lads, enjoy that. Now, when will you go? The 13th or the 20th?
Probably the 20th.
Nice one.
And don't forget, you can bring two other people because you get to bring four people.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Enjoy, guys. Talk to you later.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Quick maths, Dave.
What?
They can bring three other people.
Oh, so it's one ticket plus four others.
Yeah.
So it's five tickets.
It's an odd number of amount of people that can go.
God, we're sound.
I know,
I tell you what, we'll do it the exact same time tomorrow. So if you didn't win today, you can win tomorrow.
After 7:30, we'll give you a chance to win your tickets to Carnival de Lep here at Spin.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hello, how are we? It is Wednesday the 5th of June, and for the 5th of June, it's cold today.
It is quite cold. It was 8 degrees getting into the car.
Yeah, very strange.
But to be fair, not bad. Like, after the winter we've had, I'm like, I'll happily take it.
I know, but you know the way the last few days have been lovely? It's actually the first, I think last night was the first night in ages, it feels like I slept with the window closed.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Not a good vibe. However, hopefully it'll pick up again.
Hopefully it will. Do you know there was a car chase in Dublin 6 last night?
Oh.
I know, right? There was like helicopters, there was cop cars everywhere. We could hear it going 90 outside. I was like, what is going on? I thought the president was, America was here again.
I always think it would be, okay, fun is the wrong word.
No, if you're about to say what I'm about to think.
I think chasing someone around from a helicopter would be good crack.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. That isn't what I thought you were about to say.
Okay.
I think they should televise them like they do in... they do in America.
Oh, do they?
They do. Do you remember? Like, you ever have breaking news? And it's like, oh, we got a Toyota on the
I-45.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like going 100 miles an hour or whatever. And God, that's exciting.
That's a job I'd really like. I'd like to chase people around in a helicopter.
Yeah.
With the big beaming light down.
I think if you're doing a car, like if you're the car that's deciding, I'm going to get chased by the guards today.
Yeah.
If you see that helicopter coming, you're done. You should just pull over.
You
should have pulled over 20 minutes ago when you saw the first blue light. But as soon as you see that helicopter, it's done. You are GTA level wanted, 5 stars.
If there's a beaming light coming down from the sky on your little Toyota Prius, it's time to give it up.
Yeah, exactly.
give up the gig. So did you follow this online?
I just found out about it this morning. We were all worried about it. We were all going, what's going on? Because you could hear the helicopter and it was just kind of hovering close to our house. We thought it was after my housemate, Ben. And...
so it wouldn't surprise me.
We hit him.
Joking.
And then... But someone's just after tweeting saying that there was a massive car chase in D6 with a dozen Garda vehicles chasing a black Merc speeding recklessly through a built-up area. Hopefully no one is injured, and I don't think anyone is, so hopefully
they're
not. Definitely televising, man.
It's mad. As soon as I hear a helicopter in Dublin, I'm like, Twitter!
Yeah.
What is happening?
But what do you search? That's the only thing. And it was the Garda helicopter as well. You never see the Garda helicopter.
Oh, yeah, no, that's serious business.
It was cool.
Oh,
was
lads,
cool.
I'd love it. In another life, give me the Garda helicopter job.
By the way, we are absolutely not promoting car chases.
No.
Don't do it. But if you are going to televise them first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Up the guards. The golden ticket's on the way. Hit music now.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, we are attempting. We're doing all we possibly can. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I think the songs that we've been offering you lately up on a plate in the golden ticket have been very doable.
I agree. I actually think, I'm looking at today's one, I think it could go today.
The other way, sometimes it's like, oh, that's a bit of a toughie. I feel like, look, we've told you since the very beginning, you're not going to hear a song in the golden ticket that you don't hear often on Spin.
Yeah, true.
All right, so if you listen to Spin, if you know tunes, there should be no reason why you haven't already taken these incredible festival passes from us. C-Sessions, Longitude, Electric Picnic. They're all to go in one individual prize, and we're just hoping for the best today, to be honest.
It'd
at this
be nice
stage.
To give them away while Ash is away. Do you know what I mean? I think that'd be nice. It's always a fun kind of little competition we do between the three of us.
Yeah. Like
whenever one of us is off, we try and give away the golden ticket.
When we're secretly, when we're being quite mean to one another.
Exactly. Yeah.
Megan's on to give Lash this morning. Just chatting to her off the air. I'd say you're just out of bed. I'd say, Meg, are you?
I am.
Okay, good.
Are you awake enough, Megan?
I am, yeah.
Are you sure? You don't need to do any jumping jacks or anything like that, no?
No.
Do a bit of the old...
What's the plan for the day, Megan?
I'm just going to start work. I work at home.
Oh, so happy day. A WFHer, what do you do?
So I work at home as a payments analyst.
Ooh. Payments analyst. Very.
Sounds scary for people getting paid.
A good with numbers person, are you, Megan?
Kind
of. Okay. Are you good with music?
Yeah.
You are.
I like to think I am.
Okay. And do you miss working in the office, or are you happy enough in your setup at home now at this stage, or what's the story?
I'm happy enough at home at this stage.
Are you? Yeah.
Do you have your own little office?
Yeah.
Do you have like the first load of washing on already?
Oh, I do have loads on. I have the gym done, and my lunch. I do get everything done.
I know, it's great, isn't it? You feel so productive. All right, listen, sounds like you deserve a break and to actually leave the house because you're stuck working from home. We want to get you to three of the hottest music festivals this summer. Are you a gig goer, a festival goer, or would this be kind of something new for you?
No, I am a gig goer.
When's the last time you were at a festival?
I was at Picture This on Saturday in St.
Oh, did you see Callum? Callum was there.
Callum was there as well.
Yeah, it was great. They always run a great show, don't they?
Yeah, it was so good.
I loved them.
Well, let's see if we can get you to these three festivals. This is Emma David Ashling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Megan?
Yeah, I heard you playing yesterday.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
60, isn't it?
No, it's 20.
We have a chance to run our hands.
25, and five songs and artists are going to play. If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct.
Right.
However, if you really don't know it, Megan, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Megan?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Coolock.
Megan from Coolock, the best
Good
of luck.
Good luck, Meg.
We're rooting for you. Song one with 25 seconds on the clock. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Oh my god. Espresso.
Yes, what's her name?
Oh my god, I can't think of it.
Going out with Barry Keoghan.
Oh no.
Swap it. That's alright, let's swap it out.
Yeah, good shout.
Sometimes, all right, Megan,
when the brain farts, it has a good fart, nothing you can do about it. Kicking off essentially a brand. That was a weird thing to say, wasn't it?
No, I'm totally with you. It happens like that. Yeah. But her name is Sabrina Carpenter, and the song was called Espresso, which you did get. So we've swapped it out. No worries. We're back to 25 seconds.
Yeah, we're essentially starting a brand new game. So let's just forget about that.
I know the names of songs. Artists is just.
I know.
Artists, right. Okay. Well, let's hope you know both for this one. Brand new song one with 25 seconds on the clock, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town.
Oh my god.
No, seriously.
You're joking. Oh, come on. You know the name of the song anyway, at least, don't you?
Take my horse.
No.
Oh my god. I'm trying to sing it in my head.
Miley's dad.
Bobby Ray's
Cyrus,
isn't it?
No, not Bobby.
Not Bobby. This is a bad game.
Oh my God.
Megan, that is your time up.
Oh, oh babe.
Oh, Megan, wow, that's... Look, do you know what? We've never seen that before.
No, so, but that's okay. Yeah, I love that they said Old Town Road four times and you said, it's called Take My Horse, isn't it? But listen, I'm not taking the mic out of you.
I was thinking, I was trying to sing it in my head and get it out.
Do you know what, Megan? We may not be able to give you tickets to festivals, but we are going to send you out some IMC cinema passes just because you're so terrible at this game. Thank God you're working from home because
I know.
You might walk into the office wearing no clothes or something. So. Have a great day, Megan.
Lovely
I will send
you
out some IMC cinema passes. All right, have a great
day. Thanks a million.
Good
have
luck.
A good day.
You
bye.
Too, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Bobby Ray Cyrus is my new favourite artist, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, God. Not your day, Megan.
You see, now, this is the thing. If you're listening to that going, ah, lads, come on. Electric Picnic sold out, like you can't get there.
Yeah.
You literally can't get there.
We have the tickets.
We have the tickets.
But they're sitting right there.
Longitude's at the end of the month. These sessions is only 2 weeks away or something, is it?
Yeah.
2 weeks and two
it's
days 16 away.
16 days away.
This is ridiculous.
It's bad. But also, if you're sitting there going, oh, I only know five songs, they could be the five songs that come up. You literally don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So literally anyone should play this game and take away these tickets from us. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Come on and play and take these away from us for the love of God.
Just want to reiterate, this prize includes Sea Sessions tickets for you and a friend, Longitude tickets for you and a friend, sold out Electric Picnic tickets for you and a friend, all in one prize.
Yep.
And we got to get rid of this very soon because, as Dave said, 16 days and counting until Sea Sessions. 087-711-1038 drops over the word golden now and hopefully you'll win it from us tomorrow. Bear in mind, after 10 o'clock this morning, Longitude tickets, Michaela is your woman. She's here from 10 o'clock at Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. I have a little bit of a dilemma for you. So, I like this comedian, right? His name is Theo Von. He's from America. He's very, very funny. He's a little bit controversial at times, but he's quite funny. And I found out he was coming to the Three Arena. So, I said to the lads, I was like, does anyone want to go? And they were like, yeah, I'd go. But no one really kind of bit. Do you know
didn't
what I mean?
Materialise.
Everyone was really kind of like, just like, oh, yeah, might. And then when it came to buying tickets, I was like, right, they don't seem to have any interest. I'll buy two just in case. One of them is like, actually, I do want to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, I bought two tickets. And then... the days go on and I've realised that there's one person who keeps sending me Theo Von videos. Like, someone who's always just constantly sending me videos on TikTok or on Instagram.
Clearly another stan.
Another Theo Von stan,
yeah.
Exactly. And that is our boss, Nick.
Okay.
Right? And our boss, Nick, he's on the show every now and again. He's Australian. He is a lovely guy. Very chatty. He's very funny. He's very nice. Loves Theo Von and loves hanging out with us. Outside work.
No, he doesn't.
He loves it.
He's never hung out with us outside of work, ever.
He always asks to.
No, he never does. That's a lie.
I'm pretty sure he's asked me to
Are
hang
you
out.
Sure he's yeah. asked you to
he's
hang
asked
out with
me,
him before?
He's asked me and I just always seem to be busy because this is my issue, right? So I said it to him. I said, why don't we go to Theo Von? I have tickets. He was like, oh my God, yes, I have to ask my wife, but yes. And then he asked his wife and his wife said yes. And... he was like, let's go, let's do it. And I was like, okay. And now I'm starting to get worried because it's on Saturday and I'm like, I've never really hung out with like not boss Nick. Do you know what I mean? Like, as he said, he does kind of want to hang out sometimes, but I've never really done it. I've always done it in a work capacity.
Yeah.
Nick is a very chatty guy. He's a very likable guy.
He loves a 7.5 minute voice note, our Nick.
He really, really does. But I'm worried as to what to talk to boss Nick about when he's not got the boss pants on.
Yeah, it's almost like back in the day when you used to make the call to the fella you were seeing off the house phone and you'd have a 5-point conversation starter plan written down on a piece of paper beside you for fear there'd be a moment of silence.
Yes, yeah.
You do need to have some conversation starters ready, Dave.
That's
no
what
pressure.
I'm worried. Like, I kind of need to write some down on my hand. So what I'd like you to do is play Nick for me on our date that's happening this Saturday at Theo Von. So before maybe Theo Von comes on, maybe we go get a drink beforehand and I say something like...
Are you going for
like,
food?
I don't know, maybe. It's a boys night out.
God, if I were you, I'd need to know exactly what the plan is. Okay,
I just
go.
Need to know what to talk to him about.
Right, okay.
So I go...
You're at totally different stages of life as well, it must
yes,
be said.
Yeah, yeah. So I go, hey Nick, how's the wife and kids doing?
Alright. I wish I could do his accent. Alright, Dave, yeah. Caroline's good, yeah.
And the kids, what are their names again?
Oh, sugar, what are his kids' names again?
No, you're
Bobby?
Nick.
No, it's not Bobby. No, it's, no, there's no
you're
Bobby.
You're Nick, so you've got to converse as if you're Nick.
Good, mate. They like reptiles.
Good.
And
good.
They one is in school, I think.
Right.
Maybe.
Great
and,
dad.
Yeah.
And tell me this. How much do you miss Australia?
I was there in January, mate.
Okay.
I like barbecues.
Very good.
And lobsters.
Yeah, okay,
quite
cool.
A bit, actually.
What, you know, what's it like having a mustache?
You know what? It feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good. I like to rub it a lot.
Okay.
Rub it? Stroke
yeah.
it? I don't know. I like stroking my tash.
Yeah, okay. So
it's
there's
enjoyable
three,
for
I'm
me.
I'm three in and I'm starting to get worried now because...
Is that
that's kind of all I have.
Have you
then?
Genuinely been thinking about what to talk to Nick about? And you thought about his moustache, Australia
and
his
kids.
Wife and kids.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
But like,
cool.
that's Nick to me. And then I'm thinking, okay... Do you miss Graham and Nathan?
Oh, you guys are three pains in the hole. Graham and Nathan were much more chill.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite, Emma, Dave or Aisling?
Oh, it's got to be Emma.
Oh, yeah. Shock, horror,
Emma's,
you'd say that.
Emma's just such a hard worker. She's just so talented. She's brilliant.
Right, okay.
She's a standout, really,
oh,
Dave,
oh, look,
to be honest.
Listen, Theo Vaughan is about to come on, so we better stop talking because otherwise we'll get in trouble.
No, if you've ever actually had to do something like that and would have any advice, you'll be fine, by the way.
I know, but it's also weird going on a date with your boss.
Mm.
It's just me and him. And it's kind of one of those things, he's like, does Dave actually want to be here or is he doing this to lick up to me because I'm the boss? You'll never know, Nick.
Actually,
you'll
I was just
never
about
know.
To say, that's the ambiguity you need in your life, Dave.
I've got the power.
Yeah, exactly. Keep that power too. Here is Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, their big collaboration from Beyonce's new album. It's called Two Most Wanted here at Spin.
No, I jumped in the gun, but we're both still young.
Recharged.
Spin Summer Nights back this evening from 7 with Jamie and Shireen and the lads who are playing St. Anne's Park this weekend on Saturday. The two Johnnies will be on the show with them later on this evening.
Ooh, get all the goss there now, Jamie and Shireen.
I know, a lot of goss, I'd say, there at the moment. Hope they dig deep now. Anyway.
Investigative journalist hat on, Jamie and Shireen.
087 711 1038. We'd love to hear from you this morning on when did you get so caught up in a lie. Would you believe it? I'm still talking about New York. Hey. Predictability.
New York, all right.
On the way over on the plane, right, unfortunately myself and Emer, my housemate, my friend, didn't get a seat next to each other. But there was a bit of swapping going on, so everyone was kind of in the same position.
You cheapskates. Going to New York and you decide to book two different seats.
I'm actually going to say, I thought that Aer Lingus would be a bit sounder with that. However, anyway, we were on different parts of the plane and we weren't the only ones who clearly had this issue because it was all like, guys, anyone here in the room? My family are back there. Anyone happy to swap? Blah, blah, blah. So the closest we could get to each other was we were both on the aisle, but she was ahead of me and I was behind her.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a long aisle flight. There was a bit of tiredness I could see, and I was getting up to go to the loo and I could see she was asleep and all that. But we got really chatty towards the end of the flight, but she was a bit panicked and a bit stressed.
Oh, go on.
I'm after losing my AirPods.
Oh, she did.
No, yeah, her AirPods. So she's one of these people, I don't know how some people do it, where she'd fall asleep in her bed with her AirPods in.
Oh, can't do
so,
that.
Yeah, I find it quite uncomfortable, lying down in the pillow. But she sleeps with her AirPods all the time.
Wow.
And she obviously fell asleep on the flight and both AirPods had dropped out of her ears.
Oh, God.
And were gone. I don't know if there was turbulence or the
trolley. Oh, that's not good.
Zero AirPods in ears, no good. So a bit of panic. I said, listen, don't worry. I'll have a look for you there. So I started going back. Like, this was before the seatbelt sign wasn't on. So I was going back through the rows on my hands and knees, scanning under people's feet for these AirPods. And she was kind of doing the same, but trying to be more subtle. I don't mind being a fool and things that. You know, she would be a bit more embarrassed. I was like, sorry, can you move your foot there? I'm looking for an AirPod. Right. So I was like, don't worry, we'll get to this as soon as the plane lands.
You're a natural born mother.
I'm annoying. Yeah, right, grand. So the plane lands. I was like, let's just sit here now. Don't worry, when everyone leaves, we'll have a proper route around for these.
Oh, no,
but in the meantime,
to sit on the plane waiting for everyone to leave.
In the meantime, a few of our new kind of half pals, we've been half chatting on the flight, we're like, we're invested now. Don't worry, we're not getting off the plane till we find your AirPods.
Oh, God,
right?
Very nice people.
So she was like, right, okay, thanks a million, guys. Really appreciate this. That's fine. Staff were like, everything okay down there? We're missing a pair of AirPods. No sign, no. And at this stage now, there was four people that were a family from Dublin on their hands and knees down the plane. I was down the back working my way way up from left to right throughout the plane. The staff on the Aer Lingus flight were trying to figure out the physics of this. No, because during landing with the brakes, they would have went forward, guys, not back. Yeah. Don't go, stay away from the back of the plane, move to the forward of the plane. And poor Eames had gone from kind of panic, oh lads, my AirPods, like, they're so expensive, to, do you know, getting embarrassed. Do you know what? It's fine.
Leave it.
It's
leave
fine.
It,
it's grand.
It, yeah.
Listen, guys, stop.
Yeah,
it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We need to get off the plane, blah, blah, blah. Enjoy your trip in New York. And again, the staff were very like, lads, there's cleaning staff coming on. We'll tell them to keep an eye out. And she was saying, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Just stop fussing, kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, we get off the plane. Now, to say I'm determined with things like this, it was annoying me that we couldn't find them, you know?
Yeah.
We really had scoured every like part
that.
Of our cabin, right? So it was fine. I was a bit disappointed for her. My heart felt a bit sad for her. I said, Jesus, like, that's such a big loss.
Yeah, I'm a solver. I'm like a problem solver. I need to solve these things. Yeah. And if I don't solve them, I feel bad.
I feel really guilty for her. That sucks. Like, you're just after landing in New York. You don't have an AirPod to your name. And off we got the plane. And she said, Jesus.
Oh, go on.
I found them 15 minutes ago. I said, sorry?
Eber!
What do you mean? She was like, I was way too anxious. There was way too much going on. She was like, when the family next were on their hands and knees, and then the staff were talking about the physics, and they started mentioning the cleaning staff and talking about the dynamics of when the plane lands. I was like, because we all kept saying, have you checked your bag? And she's like, yeah, four times. They're not in my bag.
Oh, no.
And she was like, yeah, in the middle of all that chaos, I actually glanced at my bag and saw them looking at me and kind of went, do you know what? It's fine. It's fine. But while everyone else was so determined to find these AirPods,
oh, no.
I was actually like, are you serious?
She could have easily just went, I actually have.
No, it was too far gone.
Yeah.
And I kind of get her. It was too far gone. It was a team effort.
Oh,
it was a team
God.
Building exercise
Eimer.
To find them. But I actually was like, do you know those cleaning staff who get on that plane are going looking for AirPods now? I was like, that's really bad form. She was like, I was just too anxious. I couldn't cope.
Oh, that's so bad.
With that in mind this morning, when has a lie gotten totally out of hand? Would love to hear from you. Could have been a white lie. Could have been something to do with your kids. That toy that they're still looking for. 087 711 1038. Your voice notes on this, please, this morning. She lost her AirPods on the flight.
Mm.
Sucks when it happens. But unfortunately, when we landed, the amount of chaos and people who were really bought into the story and wanted to get involved to find these AirPods, including Aer Lingus staff, kind of quote-unquote friends we've made on the flight, who were giving up getting off the plane to get in their hands and knees and search for these. She found them 10 minutes before she revealed to me privately that she'd found them, but she was too anxious and caught up with, the loveliness of people to reveal that she'd actually found them.
Poor Eimer.
Maybe in your situation, you're 6 months into a new job, just dreading that task that involves the fluent Latin you claimed you're fluent in. You know, that kind of way. We can keep you anonymous, of course. 087-711-1038.
Or like, say, if you had someone have his down as your reference and it's actually your dad or something.
Yeah, please don't call them.
Jenny was on, right? And she sent me this story. And I was just like, this is actually perfect. Just thinking about when a lie just got a bit too far. It's this girl in the UK, right? And she basically, for some reason, obviously she's a bit thick, and she put on an Australian accent on her first day in this brand new town or whatever.
Right.
And made friends. Basically, she kept getting free drinks because she put on this Australian accent. People were like, oh, we love an accent. And they were like, oh, Aussies and whatever. And, oh, do you want a drink and whatever? She said, people loved her. She made friends with her because of her accent.
I didn't know an Aussie accent had that kind of impact, but that's gas.
I suppose, like, actually, I was out on Monday night and we met Aussies in the bar and we had a great time with them. Like, if they were Irish, we wouldn't have talked to them.
You didn't buy them a drink, though.
No, God, no. anyway, this girl, obviously, she's went anonymous on Reddit, and she basically was like, how do I get to, you remember Ross and Friends when he does the accent to his class?
Yeah.
And he's like, how do I get out of it?
Yeah.
So she's coming on Reddit anonymously and was like, how do I sort this out? Because my family are coming and they're going to meet my friends. And my friends think I'm from Sydney. And she's actually she's from Manchester.
Oh no, lads, you can't come back from that.
Like she said, everyone loved my accent. So I got free drinks. So I kept it up. And now she feels like a complete idiot. And she's going to lose her friends when they find out she's not actually from Sydney. And so she's asking people online what to do. And people on Reddit are basically like, either teach your family how to do the Australian accent. Or you can buy a fake Australian passport, a birth certificate or something. Hire actors. You need to double down. Hire a team. Because there's no coming out of that. You're going to lose your mates. They're going to think you're a weirdo.
No friends. Your job's going to think you're a weirdo. There's no coming back from this whatsoever. Hire a dialect coach. Get someone to work with your family on the Australian accent.
Yeah.
Or I can't do it.
That was all right. It wasn't too bad.
That's all I can offer you there. Any more for us, do get involved in 087-711-1038. A lie that's just gotten totally out of hand. Wake up, you baby. This is Spin
Ryan's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello, good morning. It's just 4 minutes gone nine this Wednesday. The week is flying in.
Good morning. I have a bit of a tech issue. If anyone listening is from tech, and not necessarily just in our building, but just in general, my issue is that my keyboard is screaming.
What do you mean your keyboard's screaming?
So I go to like type anything on the computer here. I go into the search bar and it thinks that the letter A is being held down on the keyboard.
Ah.
So when I type in, it thinks I'm searching. No matter what. Like if I type a space bar, nothing. If any other letter, nothing. If I hold down A, nothing. I don't understand what's going on. It's freaking me out. And it's not like I can just reset it, because whenever I click the start button, it thinks I'm searching for something, so it gets rid of the option to restart the computer.
I hear you.
So I can't even do Control-Alt-Delete, because Control-Alt-Delete-A doesn't mean anything.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't delete the fact that I'm just, it's the letter A.
This computer no longer functions unless someone knows how to reset a keyboard that's wired.
I reckon it's the keyboard that's the issue.
Jesus, well done, Emma. No, I didn't think of that. Heck, I didn't know you were an IT genius. I reckon it's the keyboard.
So
the keyboard's
so
literally 24/7 going, ah!
Like,
it might be the keyboard.
Took me a full 3 minutes to think, do you know what? I'd actually say it's probably the keyboard, Dave, is your issue there. I actually thought I was being helpful. I hate my life.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ash is off this week. Emma and Dave with you. Hope you're in good form. Just coming up on 12 minutes after nine.
She's actually not off. She's just being really quiet. She doesn't like us anymore. She's in the corner there with a big huff in her face.
Yeah, she's really annoyed. Ash, cheer up, will you? Come on, get to work.
I came across a word written down the other day, and I thought, my God, that's a very descriptive word for, like, it was just one word, but it was almost two words together, right?
All right.
I'll give you the word. The word was Rugrat. You remember the TV show Rugrats?
Yeah.
And I broke it up in my head. I don't know why. I just looked at it differently for the very first time ever. Rugrats. For kids. That's how you would describe a kid. A rugrat. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, sorry.
So I broke up the word.
It's about the little kids who were crawling around, so they were called rugrats.
Rugrats. But that's how you would describe like a kid. Like, it's a little rugrats. Do you know what I mean?
I've never heard anyone else apart from the show describe kids as rugrats. But now that you think of it, it's like a kid that's crawling, or rugrat.
I want a couple of little rugrats running around, yeah. It's like, that's like a thing. But like,
that's
when you break it up, it's a weird thing to say. Rugrats.
So strange.
It's such a bizarre kind of descriptive word. And I was trying to think of other descriptive words that are quite visual, and when you break them up, actually are quite insulting when you think about them. And I found a couple of them. Now, I will say this, I did bring them to other people as well, and I said, can you think of any words that are descriptive that, you know, are quite mean? And I said to Michaela Hayes, and Michaela Hayes just did not get it at all.
Did she not?
No, dynamite, she said. I was like, no, it doesn't work. Because she was like, yeah, but die. I was like, no.
Michaela, who's here after 10 o'clock, by the way. Go on, what else did she say?
She also said star boy. And she was like, because that's two, a star and a boy. And it means a player or something. And I was like, no. It's nothing to do with like a rugrat. So here are some other words that I found that are actually, they're kind of insults, but they're really like harsh insults when you break them down.
Yeah.
Very good, though. So, obviously, rugrat, not really an insult, but it's the first one.
I think it is. You're calling a child a rat.
Yeah, it is a bit bizarre, isn't it? We go to another one. Scumbag. Break it up, you're literally a bag of scum.
If I could fill a bag and fill it with scum, that would be what you are. A scumbag.
Isn't that insane?
It's disgusting,
that's
actually.
That's such a harsh word.
What a scumbag.
It's a scumbag. Like, that's so harsh
it's
to
so
say
mean.
To someone.
Yeah. A bag, who even thought of that? A bag of scum.
Yeah. But
scum.
Here's another one, and it's just like an everyday thing people say. You know, when people are going to work, that's just the rat race. That's rotten.
Yeah.
A literal rat. I know this is bizarre, but this is how my mind works. You know when someone's trying to like squeeze in somewhere, they're trying to worm their way in. Do you know what I mean? And you're literally just, when you break it down, you picture it, you think of a worm trying to wriggle its way in somewhere.
Yeah,
and I just
disgusting.
Think that's so unreal.
Yeah.
Kind of to equal the scumbag, a sleaze bag. I don't know what a bag of sleaze is, but I don't want it.
No, I've no interest in buying a bag of sleaze. No, thank you very much.
Exactly. Jerk, right? A jerk, you'd call someone a jerk, but it's also a kind of a movement that you don't really enjoy because it's quite sudden. It's just in your face.
I don't know where you're going with that.
No, not that way. But like if you were to call someone a jerk, it's quite a, you know what I mean? It's not, obviously. Yeah. And here's another one. Really descriptive, really bad insult when you break it down. A melt. They just make you go, oh, for God's sake.
Sorry,
you just melt to the ground.
Make out a melt sound again.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's leaning back in his chair as if he's like your man from Frozen melting in the summer.
We're going a little bit American with this one, but a dirt ball. He's a dirt ball.
He's a ball of dirt.
He's a little ball of dirt. Yeah.
Another one that we would say here in Ireland and in Dublin a lot, a dirt bag.
A dirt bag, yeah.
We love the bags around here, don't we?
A bag of dirt. I like this one, numbskull. But when you think about it, that's really mean. Low life. Yeah. That's awful when you break that down. Like, oh, he's a low life. But when you actually break that down, it's like his life is literally low, is underneath. It's ground.
I feel
worse
a bit
than
sick.
Level. Yeah. And then this one isn't really massively an insult, but I thought this one is an interesting one. Teacher's pet. It's a descriptive word, but break it down. Teacher's pet. You're not your own person. You belong to the teacher. And aren't you a little best boy? Hey, little best boy. You're the teacher's pet.
A little good girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a good girl.
There you go.
Oh, she jumps in through those hoops and gets her treats.
I never thought of myself as a wordsmith, but now here I am.
To be honest,
I got the modern day Shakespeare.
I'm the one with the degree in English, but you know what? You did very well today, pal.
You should bring this to your thesis, as your thesis.
Which I scraped back in the day. Dave!
Emma!
When you were a little fella, I'm talking about four-year-old Dave.
Still quite small.
When you were a little kid and your auntie or whoever, your godmother or godfather was like, now what do you want to be when you're a big boy, when you grow up? What job do you want to do? What was your kind of typical response, do you remember, to that question?
I always wanted to work on the top of a water slide, telling people when they could go down.
Yeah. A very typical childhood dream of mine. Mine would have been very much, I want to work in a sweet shop.
Oh, yeah.
Which I always thought would have been very enjoyable.
I would have eaten the whole thing, though.
All the sweets?
Yeah.
Well, let's just cast our minds back to the year 2000. I was a 7-year-old. You were probably, what, one?
Yeah. No, I would have been 5.
Okay. The Spire wasn't even built yet.
No.
The Lewis was merely a dream. Westlife equals the Beatles records of successive UK number one hits.
What?
Yeah.
Westlife did.
U2 received the Freedom of Dublin.
I feel like we should know more about that.
And back then, all kids wanted to be either teachers and business managers.
Or water slide attendants.
Well, it seems to be the case, yes. Dream jobs back then for kids seemed to include astronauts, pop singers, or Taoiseach.
Taoiseach?
Yeah. And this survey has been looking at this, of the expectations of kids back then versus in today's world when you ask a kid what they want to be, how varied and how different that is. You might remember, I do genuinely, and this isn't me getting all political, I genuinely do remember in primary school, just not feeling like I could be a butcher or a pilot. Or, do you know that feeling where like there was girls' jobs and guys' jobs?
Oh,
and
right,
I could definitely feel that when I was a kid. Yeah. Did you get that? That there might have been a hairdresser?
No, because I'm a man. I can do whatever.
Exactly. I remember feeling like you couldn't really as a girl.
Yeah, that's fair.
Obviously, that's totally different now, which is great to see. So just a little look at girls back then versus girls now. So girls in the year 2000, the top 10 jobs that they were striving for as literally kids, when it's not even a realistic goal in your head. Teachers, doctors, lawyers, nurses and midwives, business managers, vets, writers, journalists, secretarians and hairdressers. Okay,
very nice. I think I do remember wanting to be the tooth fairy at one point and I thought I couldn't.
The Easter bunny was always a good vibe in my head too. In 2024, nurse is still on the list. But then, come on the girls. Lawyers.
Very nice.
Fashion designers. Now, it's just interesting to see the modern side of this. An entertainer or influencer made the list. Imagine the year 2010 being like, yeah, mom, I want to be an entertainer.
Yeah, I think most kids these days would I remember going to schools with like other radio stations just to like do a little disco or something. And you'd ask them what they want to be and they're like, YouTuber.
Yeah.
That'd be their main answer. Like, that's like not even... Not even one of them would say that. Like, multiples of them would say, I want to be a YouTuber.
On the list for girls in 2024 is sport. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe, yeah, I don't know, working professionally in sport, or whether it's like physio or whatever the case may be. A social media manager and a software engineer. So we're getting into the STEM world as well, which I like to see.
Don't go into social media management. There's no money in that.
Yeah, honestly, and it's really boring. Yeah. Really boring. Will you send me over the stats for that?
Yeah.
Shut up. So boring.
Grim job.
I had to do it before. It sucked. Okay, boys in the year 2000. Business managers, ICT professionals, like how a four-year-old says, I want to be an ICT professional. They're more like, I want to be the postman. I want to be the milkman.
Imagine the disappointment to my mother when they asked one child what they want to be and he said a doctor. They asked another child, I want to be an astronaut. What do you want to be? I want to work on the top of a water slide. They truly knew which one was going into the arts, didn't they?
Sports people back then as well. This is boys, year 2000. Mechanics, architects and police officers, hashtag, or the Gardaí. And in 2024, number one on the list. Would you have any prediction what young fellas these days are dying to get their...
Footballer.
No, actually, we've gone into really, really tech. A video game designer is number one.
Very good.
Designing video games. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah. Sports again, generally at number two. A software engineer, a lot of STEM here. IT manager. Now at five was entertainer influencer, so not too different from the girls.
Okay.
Builder, data scientist, doctor, lawyer, architect. Some of the standards that have been around forever. But it's very interesting to see. I wonder what it's going to be in another, 24 years from now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just don't understand how these kids know what a data scientist is.
I presume the
I don't even know what a data scientist is.
I was even trying to like dumb it down for the purpose of an example, and like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
even
there you go.
A data scientist.
Something to do with numbers.
Something to do with numbers and science of... I like the science of data. Cool. He's in the data scientist category.
I don't
category.
Even know what to study for that.
No, neither would I, to be honest with you. Anyway, up being the Easter Bunny and up being the Tooth Fairy. It's Perry
and
now.
Water slides.
Water slides all day.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, we want to send you to Miami. Yes, you heard that correctly. This little old show, Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Yeah, we could and we said we would and then we did. But we want to send you to Miami.
Yeah, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back and they're on the run in the big screen event of the summer. Bad Boys Ride or Die. High octane car chases, explosions, shootouts and the duo's legendary comedic banter as well. We got a €400 one for all voucher to give away every single day. And if you win that €400 voucher, your name also goes in the draw to win a €2,000 travel voucher to live it up in Miami.
I'm sure cinemas are busy because Bad Boys Ride or Die in cinemas as of today. I know there were some previews last night. So here's the thing, to get yourself in with the shot of winning the trip to Miami, you need to also be listening to Steve Kay in the afternoons, yes. Okay? He's going to give you that ride or die keyword every day this week. What day are we at? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So final chance today and tomorrow to get yourself in.
Friday.
No, not Friday.
Yeah, today.
Like Steve
today
Kay.
For, yes. Today for Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday for
today
Friday.
For tomorrow. Yeah, Grant. So make sure to have Steve on to pick up that ride or die keyword. Send it over to us when we ask you for it tomorrow morning and on Friday morning as well. You could not only win yourself that €400 one for all voucher, but also be heading off to Miami, which is really exciting. Kira is on this morning. She thinks she knows. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
What's going on in your world? Are you working?
I am working.
You're working right now. What do you do, Kira?
I'm a carer.
You're a carer. Oh, very, very nice.
And so the person that you're working with this morning has Spin on, do they?
No, I'm actually just out of a call. I have the Spin on the radio. Sorry, I'm just out of a call.
No, that's okay.
Very good.
I'm trying to apologise. That's fantastic. Delighted to hear it.
I have a good story. So I was in with me 100-year-old client and he does not look a day over 80.
Wow.
Unreal.
That is fabulous.
He can walk a phone and a laptop better than I ever could.
Sorry, that's so cool.
I love that. Kira. That's so cool.
Would you be bringing them to Miami with you if you won?
Yeah, that'd be some party.
You know what? I would if I could.
We want to get you.
He's such good crackling.
I love that, Kira.
I love it. Sounds like you really like your job.
Yeah, I can see why you're a carer. You really, really sound like a very sound person.
I love it. I love my job so much. I couldn't change it.
Well, babe, we got a €400 one for all voucher for you and the possibility of going to Miami. And all you got to do is tell us that ride or died keyword that we gave you on yesterday's Steve Kay's show.
It is dolphin.
And I was going to do the clue as...
Steve
but then that probably, yeah.
Producer Callum said, hell no.
Hell no. Hell no. And I can see why.
The clue was something to do with the NFL in Miami. I would know nothing about that. You must have been listening yesterday. Well done, darling.
Nice one, Kira. €400 one for all voucher, and you're in that draw to win a trip to Miami.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're
unreal,
so welcome,
isn't it?
Kira.
Such a great prize. Enjoy every bit of that, and aww, hopefully we'll be chatting to you again on Friday, okay?
And go see Bad Boys Ride or Die in cinema, all right, Kira?
Yeah, thank you.
Your
so
client
much.
Will probably love that as well. See you later, babe.
See you, Kira.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Imagine being said as a compliment doesn't look a day over 80.
Honestly, when you're 100, I'd be absolutely thrilled with
you
that.
You would be kind of buzzing at that, wouldn't
imagine,
you?
Imagine your young carer coming on spin,
mm-hmm,
talking about how cool you are at 100.
What?
Do you know what?
They'd be like, what spin?
I've just unlocked. No, they know. Sure, he can use a laptop and a thing better than
he's
anyone.
He's listening to Lyric, Emma.
No, he's not.
He is.
He
doesn't want to hear your Doja Cat.
He loves Ella Henderson. He's a massive fan of Rudimental as well, actually. He has them on in his AirPods right now. Who are you kidding?
Earlier on, I was telling you about these descriptive words that I've found and are very insulting, especially when you break them up. So, for example, like a rugrat. You know, we all know rugrats as kids.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'd love for you little rugrats running around. But when you break that up, rugrats. That's an awful way of describing someone.
That's very rude.
Obviously, another insult is like scumbag. But when you think of it and break that down, that's a bag of scum. That's really harsh to say.
You are a bag of scum.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Well, on the back of you chatting about that in the show a little while ago, Jay was in touch.
I think one I always wondered about was pox bottle. But it's the way it's said. Some people go, oh, he's a pox bottle. And you're thinking about it like someone who has the pox.
Yeah.
It's in a bottle. So you can bring it around with you and give it to other people.
Oh.
Or just generally, he's a pox. But a pox bottle. Gotta start bringing that back.
Yeah,
really,
I hear you.
Big fan of that, yeah.
You're a bottle of...
Can we start saying it that way instead? Instead of scumbag, can we go, you're a bag of scum?
That's actually fair, yeah, yeah.
You're a bottle of pox, you are.
Do you know what? It's actually crueler. I like it. Do you know what you are, kid? You're a rug. Well, that's the same,
isn't it? A rug rat.
You're a rat on that rug.
Yeah.
That's what you are, pal.
Exactly, I love it.
You're a big rat on the rug.
A bottle of pox is my new favourite.
Do you know what you are, you big...
swear word.
Oh, what a bottle of pox that was.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.